Finding you for the Lord's table meeting.
首先告诉弟兄们，是何等的喜乐，来到纽约市教会，和你们一同享受主的桌子。
We're one body in Christ.
我们在基督里是同一，是一个身体。
And I want to tell you this morning.
今天早上我告诉弟兄姊妹们。
That in addition to those sitting here.
除了这个坐在这地方的圣徒们以外。
Thanks for the modern invention.
感谢主有今天的这个发明创造。
We have many, many saints joining us online.
有很多很多弟兄姊妹在看实况转播。
Welcome to you who are online to the church in New York City.
我也在这地方向在线上的弟兄姊妹们说，欢迎你来到纽约市教会。
Hallelujah.
另外一个也是热的。另外一个也是热的，都可以。
Okay. For those who weren't here the last 2 days.
为了那些过去的两天不在这地方的弟兄姊妹们。
We had a burden to share about.The Christian living.
我们有负担交通基督徒的生活。
And we have 6 meetings. This is the 5th one.
我们总共有6场聚会，今天是第5堂。
And we have an acronym for each for all the meetings.
我们每一堂聚会里面都有一个缩写字，缩写的英语字。
An acronym is living, L-I-V-I-N-G.
这一次的缩写的字就是生活 ，L-I-V-I-N-G.
The first meeting was on living.
第一个是在 L 是生活。
The second meeting was on initiation.
第二个就是采取主动。
That we need to take the initiative.
我们需要主动的进取。
We should express in consecration.
我们需要借着我们的奉献表示出这个主动。
The third one is vital group and what vital group really is.
第三个 V 就是活力牌，到底活力牌是什么？
I believe those that were here.
我相信那些在场的弟兄姊妹们。
You got a fresh challenge.
你应该接受了一个很新鲜的挑战。
That we should practice the church life according to the principle of vitality.
我们需要实行我们的教会生活，是照着有活力的教会生活实行。
And then last night we have the meeting of.The wind, the fire, and the burning of the electrum.
我们要昨天晚上我们有经历有风云火金的加强。
We got into the board meeting of the heavenly president.
我们是在宇宙的总统府里有一个聚会。
And participated in his move on the earth.
能够有份于他在地上的行动
and in particular, how that applies to just this generation.
特别是如何应用在这一代人身上
If you miss those meetings,
你如果没有参与那些聚会
The church in New York City is gracious enough to put them all online.
纽约市教会非常非常我高兴纽约市教会会都在把它放在网络上
Now this morning we're on N.
今天早上我们又来到另外一个 N.
And the end that I want to talk about is the new revival.
这一个就是新的复兴。
Everybody loves a revival.
每一个人喜欢复兴。
And in the last 20 years,
在过去20年
for those who have been joining us, you are very familiar with the term the new revival.
对于过去20年进到教会生活的人，你对新的复兴应该不陌生。
There are these 3 things that lead to the new revival.
我们知道最起码有三件事情是新的复兴需要的。
The first one is the high peak of the divine revelation.
第一个就是神圣启示的高峰。
That leads to the new revival.
那个是新的复兴所需要的。
The second one is the God-man living.
第二个就是神人的生活。
And the third one is the shepherd according to God.
第三就是照着神牧养。
However, I know that a lot of saints...
但是我也知道许多的圣徒
Not just the young ones,
不光是年幼的
but all the saints,
而是所有的圣徒
they have a question mark, what is the new revival?
大家懂事里面有一个 问号什么是新的复兴
Now everybody knows about what is the old revival.
谁都知道是老的复兴是什么
In fact, this country was stirred up by revival.
事实上这个国家就是借着复兴兴起来的
You lived your...Daily defeated life.
你每天过一个被打败的生活。
Then you go to attend meetings.
你去到一个基督徒聚会。
And there were some stirring messages.
有些这非常激动人的说话。
And then you come to the altar call.
而后你来到这个在台上有呼召你来。
Then you got the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
你接受圣灵的浇灌。
Then you got revived.
这样你就得复兴了。
So Then after that revival,
而后这个复兴以后呢？
You go back to your daily living.
你就回到你日常的生活。
And sooner or later, you got de-revived.
而后就，也许过了不久，你就重新又回到死城了。
And then you have to wait another year.
你还要等另外等一年，等下一次。
For another revival meeting.
而后再来一个复兴的聚会。
Well, let me tell you, that is the old revival.
那是老的复兴。
And we know that that doesn't work.
我们知道这个不会工作的。
That is like shooting steroids into you.
就像给你在身上打这个打这个激素一样。
You have no strength.
你没有力量。
Boom, give you a steroid shot.
一下子给你打一针激素。
Suddenly you're very powerful.
你突然觉得很有力量了。
Only briefly.
但是都是短暂的。
When the effect wears out, and then you're the same as
before. 当那个药效过了以后，你还是一样。
Okay, so everybody knows that.The Lord is heading towards a new revival.
我们知道我们的主需要新的复兴。
Now I am going to talk about what Brother Lee in his mind think about the new revival.
我今天要讲李弟兄头脑里想的主给他的启示，新的复兴是什么
？And you'll be very surprised.
你会很吃惊。
A number of years ago, I was reading the magazine The Ministry of the Word.
多年前我读到《话语执事》里面一段话。
And there were two messages about the law of revival.
那地方讲到复兴的律。
And they were given by Brother Lee in the 1950s.
这是李弟兄50年代所释放的信息。
I never heard Brother Lee talk about revival in the way he did. He talked about that.
我从来没有听过李弟兄那样讲复兴。
I strongly encourage the brothers in Taiwan to publish that as a separate book.
我鼓励台湾的弟兄们把那些信息呢已经出书。
So graciously they did.
他们已经把书印出来了。
And then it's translated into English.
现在已经翻译成英文。
So now we have the book called The Law of Revival.
现在还有一个叫复兴的律。
And I encourage all of you to pick up that copy.
盼望弟兄姊妹能够买这本书。
And read that book.
能够读这本书
，It will change your concept.
它会改变你的观念。
But more than that, it will change your life.
但是更重要的是要改变你的生活。
So I don't have the book with me.
我这手头没有这本书。
So I put some excerpts on the PowerPoint.
我选了一些片段放在上面。
And from those PowerPoints, I'll draw a few principles.
我从那些片段里面，我会给你们讲一些点。
On what the new revival is.
那些复兴的原则是什么
？So please get those PowerPoint up. Now I'm sorry for the small font, but there are quite a bit, and I don't have the time to. Give to the brothers to print it out for you. So please bear with me, and I'll read it to you. According to the divine revelation, revival is a law in the spiritual life of a Christian. In other words, it's not something that is haphazard.
这个地方不是一个突发性的这个复兴，乃是一个规律。
What is a law?
什么是律呢
？The law is something that if you follow the procedure, you will get the result.
这个律就是你只要照着那样这个律去行，一定会有一个结果。
So the revival that we're talking about is a law of revival.
这里我们讲的复兴是一个复兴的律。
Now that is already very revolutionary.
这已经是一个很大的启示，很革命性的概念。
But years ago, I came across something from I believe it was either Spurgeon or.One of those evangelists that talk about, it was one of the evangelists that talk about that the revival being a law.
过去一些年，我许多年前我读到一些这个复兴家他们传福音所讲的复兴，也许是斯布珍。
No, it was Finney.
是
Charles Finney.
Finney 查尔斯。
So he said.Revival is not a miracle.
他说复兴不是一个神迹奇事。
If you would follow the principle,
你如果照着那个原则去行
，you get the revival.
你就会得着那个复兴。
And I said that's good.
我就想这是很好的。
But when you read this message, it's not even what the Finney was talking about.
你如果读李弟兄的信息呢，你会发现连芬尼都不是芬尼讲的那些话。
Okay, let's see what he says.
那我们继续看。
Although many saints attend the various meetings of the church, the saints are not living. They sit in the meetings with long faces and do not open their mouths to pray or to say amen when the others pray. I hope it's not like that for you. Spiritually speaking, they look as if they had not had enough food, water, or sleep. If they're always down spiritually, this indicates that there is a problem with them.
Amen.
The reason many saints go for a long time without eating, drinking, or sleeping spiritually is that they do not adequately know the law of revival.
Amen.
They do not apply this law continually. Our living is not disciplined. Here's one word, and eventually we'll come back. Because we neither understand nor live according to this law. So suppose a person who is disciplined must be healthy. Now, well, you know why some of the young people are not healthy? That's because they break all kinds of laws.
你知道为什么许多年轻人不健康吗？因为他们没有遵守，他们把好多规律都打破了。
When it's time to go to sleep, they're still doing their computer games.
你要该睡觉了，你还在玩游戏。
So when you break the law,
你打破那个律。
You're gonna reap the result eventually.
你早晚会。接受早晚会有一个结果。
You say I have the capital now. I'm 20 years old.
你说我现在很有资本，我才二十岁。
Just you wait.
但是你等着看。
When you get to our age,
你等了到我这个年纪再看。
It will creep up on you.
早晚会让你受损。
You can't afford to break the law.
你不应该打破任何的律。
Our living is not disciplined because we neither understand nor live according to this law. A person who is disciplined is healthy because he has regular time for eating, for sleeping. We need to maintain a disciplined living in our spiritual life. So here he's talking about disciplined living. But still, that is not the law of revival. Because the law of revival is not something legal, it's something very organic.
复兴的律不是一个法理上说说的，而是一个非常生机的实行。
Well, I can anticipate what Brother Lee was going to say.
我当然我已经意识到李弟兄要讲什么。
The spiritual, our spiritual life is like our physical life.
我们属灵的生命就像我们物质的生命一样。
Our physical life follows a certain pattern.
我们物质的生命也是照着某种规律来生活的。
It lives by cycles.
它是有一个循环的。
When you go to bed,
当你睡觉的时候，
then the catabolism works.
你那个组成性的那个新陈代谢会这个
When you wake up,
会工作。
Anabolism works.
当你这个工作的时候的那个降解的那个工作会工作。
And throughout the cycle of the day.
整这一天的循环里面，
you have the metabolism going on.
你有新陈代谢的变化。
And so you wake up when your body wakes up.
当你醒过来的时候，你的身体就醒过来了。
You go to bed when the body goes to bed.
当你睡觉的时候，你的身体就到床上去了。
That is the law of your physical body.
那是我们物质身体的这个规律。
And Brother Lee is saying there is a spiritual principle and a law in the spiritual life.
但是李弟兄说，在我们属灵的生命里面，也有一个属灵的这样的规律。
You know, we advance spiritually not like a rocket.
你要知道，我们在属灵上可以像火箭一样往前走。
But it goes up and down, up and down, up and down, and the trend continues to go up.
但是有时候高，有时候低，但是整个大趋势是朝上的。
And then you grow that way.
你如果这样成长的话，
So to grow in the Christian life.
如果在基督徒的生命里这样长的话，
is to follow the cycle of life within you.
而是就是照着你在你里面这神圣生命来生活。
I better let Brother Lee speak to you more.
来，我让李弟兄的话继续说。
Next frame. After we wake up in the morning, we must eat a meal.
当我们早晨起来， whether
we are not hungry. Our eating a meal in the morning is not based on our feeling. Unfortunately, a lot of people, they base their Christian life on feelings.
很不幸的是，很多基督徒是照着感觉来过基督徒生活。
Even they base their physical life on feeling.
甚至于照他物质的生命也是照着感觉。
Those who are disciplined not only eat at fixed time, but also eat a fixed amount. They do not eat more when they feel like eating or less when they feel do not like it. Whether or not they feel like it, they eat the same amount of food. This is a disciplined living. In the afternoon,In the afternoon, they will eat another meal, and in the evening, they will eat again. Then around 10 o'clock, they will go to bed and sleep until the morning. In the morning, they rise and eat another meal. We are not forced to do these activities, nor are these activities based on our feeling. These activities are based on a law. If we live a disciplined life according to this law, we will have normal growth and be strong. That's very obvious.Everybody can understand that. Next frame. The ability of a physical life to exist, grow, and become strong is dependent on the cycle of revivals, your life cycle. This is the law of the physical life. The physical life is often a clear picture of a spiritual life. Now he talks about spiritual life.If we know the law of our physical life and are disciplined to live according to this law, we will be healthy.
Amen.
Most Christians have an improper understanding concerning the law of revival. I'm sure including you. They think that a person needs to be revived only after he has committed a sin or has become backslidden. So this guy who never meets in the church,He needs to be revived. Oh, but I've been coming to the church meeting every week, so it's not for me. Well, listen, Brother Lee talks about in the book of the Song of Songs.
有的人说我每个聚会都来，所以我不需要复兴。但是李弟兄在《歌中之歌》那本书里面讲到
，the seeker he has nothing negative.
那个寻求主的人没有一点消极的东西。
But there's still six cycles of revival.
但是在《歌中之歌》里面还是有六个。复兴的循环
It's to maintain that pattern.
而是为了保持这个规律
The Christian life is in a positive cycle.
基督徒的生活是在一个积极正面的循环里面
And you go through every circle and you advance a little bit more.
你每经过一个循环都往前走一步
I can tell you that is my experience.
我可以告诉你们这是我的经历
You know, in the physical realm.
是你知道在物质世界里面
Every day there is a cycle.
每天都有一个循环。
In the morning, the sun rises up.
早晨太阳升起。
And the body follows it, and then we have a new.
我们的身体跟随。
New revival.
跟随着太阳的升起，有一个新的复兴。
And then when winter comes.
当冬天来的时候。
Then all the leaves shed.
所有的树叶都掉了。
And then spring comes.
然后春天又来了。
And we know from our elementary school.
我们知道从我们的小学就知道。
That the daily revival comes from.The earth circling around itself.
我们知道这个一天的循环是地球自转。
In Chinese, they call 自转。
这个中文叫
turning in yourself.
Turning by yourself.
And then there is a turning of the earth around the sun.
然后这个地球绕着太阳公转。
That's happen once a year.
那是一年转一圈。
That's 公转。
那是。
Okay. So what?
Solar.
So what I'm saying is, every one of us.
我告诉弟兄姊妹的意思是
，Every day we need a 自转。
我们每天都要 self turn by yourself.
Turn to the Lord.
转向主。
And then there's a 公转 the common turn.
然后 we need a turn around the sun, just like
the common turn. The church turns.
整个公转还要围着召会生活来转。
The recovery turns.
这个整个恢复围着主的恢复转
The Lord's move turns
照着主的行动来转
And so you have to turn with a common turn
我们需要有这样的公转
When you follow the self turn
你如果照着自转的话
You have a daily revival
你有每天的得胜复兴
When you turn with a common turn
当你跟着弟兄姊妹公转的时候
You have a seasonal revival
你有这个季度性的复兴
And day by day, season by season, you revive
天天月月季你得复兴了。
You're not revived in a miraculous way.
这并不是一个奇迹般的复兴。
You're revived in a metabolically,
而是照着新陈代谢的复兴。
That's what we're talking about.
这是我们讲的复兴。
That's a new revival.
这是新的复兴。
And we need to get into this kind of new revival.
我们需要进到这样的复兴里面。
Okay. They think that the person that has need to be revived after he committed a sin or has backslidden, our spiritual life grows through repeated revivals, cycles, eating, drinking, sleeping cause a physical life to grow. Similarly, our spiritual life grows by eating, drinking, sleeping, that is by our being revived.
Amen.
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 Next frame.The revivals in our spiritual life have the same function as the metabolism of an animal or a plant. In both the animal life and the plant life, there is a metabolic function. The ability of an organism to grow and mature depends on the law of metabolism. This process is a cycle that is repeated continuously. So to live the overcoming life is very simple.Just follow the cycle of spiritual life within you.
So our, 我们的属灵的生命很正常，就是照着里面这个生命的律来走。
There is an opportunity for you every day.
每天你都有机会。
There is an opportunity for you every season.
每季你都有机会。
Don't say there is no opportunity.
不要说没有机会。
Opportunity is everywhere.
机会到处都是。
There is a man in the glory.
荣耀里有一人
whose life is for me.
他的生命乃是为我
And this life operates within us.
这个生命在我们里面运行
Don't say I'm defeated.
不要说我已经被打败了
In ourselves, we will be defeated.
如果我们在我们自己里面，我们就失败了
But when we enter into the cycle of revival,
如果我们进到复兴的循环里面
each repetition, each cycle takes us forward.
每个循环就是周而复始的循环都会把我们带往前去
Okay, next frame Okay, so based on what Brother Lee said I put down seven contrasts
照着李弟兄讲的我放下 我列了七个对比
The old revival versus the new revival
这个过去的那些老的复兴和这个新的复兴的对比
We're not talking about a revival that is remedial We're talking about a revival that is habitual
这个复兴不是补救性的复兴乃是习惯性的复兴
We're not talking about a revival that is restorative But a revival that is constitutive
不是复原性的乃是建乃是
构造性
乃是构成性的
构成性的
我看着 constructive Constitutive 就是建造构成性的
It's not a revival that is terminal That is once for all
它不是一次就结束的
A revival that is continual Number four It is not a revival that is mechanical That is you follow a certain kind of things
不是机械性的
Tickety tickety dog And then you get revived No
不是敲两下就复兴了不是机械性的
It is metabolic
而是新陈代谢性的
Anabolism, catabolism, anabolism, catabolism
而是构成 和降解的过程
It is not something that is theoretical But something that is practical
不是理论性的乃是实行性的
It is not something that is miraculous But something that is normal
不是神迹性的乃是正常性的
It is not something that is legal In what you do But something that is cyclical.
不是律法性的，乃是周而复始循环性的。
You may be able to put in more contrast, but at least there's these seven.
也许你能加更多的对比，但是最起码有这七项。
I hope by this you will get a little bit of picture.
我盼望你借着这些呢，能看到一幅图画。
Of what we're talking about here.
能看到这个我们今天讲的。
Okay. Now let's turn to the scripture.
来我们看一些主的话
What does the Bible say? So the next one The first verse I want to turn to your attention Is 1 John chapter 1 verse 6
我们首先来看约翰一书一章六节
It says if we have fellowship with him And
我们若说我们与神有交通
darkness, We lie and are not practicing the truth
就是说谎话不行真理了
The emphasis I want to put is on the word practicing
我想强调的是这个行这个字
What does the word practice mean?
什么是行呢?
Okay, that word in Greek is praxis.
这地方的直译就是实行。
So you have orthodoxy, meaning rightness in truth, and you have also praxis, which is rightness in your conduct.
你知道有很多时候在这个话语里面有这个真理，但同时呢，你有说话，但是同时呢，你需要行出来。
So practice is that.
这个实行是指的这一个。
The way we conduct ourselves.
就是我们自己的行事为人。
Now the footnote is very important.
这地方那个注解非常重要。
The Greek verb denotes doing things habitually.
这个旨意就是实行，而是指着住或在一些事里面习惯。而持续的实行。
So the new revival is a habit.
所以这个新的复兴是一个习惯。
And the overcoming life is a habit.
得胜的生命是一个习惯。
Doing things habitually and continually.
就是一直习惯且持续的行。
By abiding in the things.
而那是指住在那些事情里面。
Hence it has the sense of practice.
所以它的意思就是实行的意思。
Life practice.
就是生命的实行。
And it's also used in all those following verses.
这些都后面有很多经节都用这一个字。
So what is to practice the truth?
什么是实行真理呢？
It is to be in the truth habitually.
就是有习惯性的活并且住在真理里面。
Not only occasionally.
不是偶尔为之。
You know, I told the young people.
你知道我告诉青年人。
You need to set aside an hour a day.
你需要每天分别一个小时
to get into the Bible,
能够去好好读主的话
and to go over the life study and to go over the recovered version sequentially,
能够系统性的顺序性的来读恢复本圣经和生命读经
and so many say, oh, I go to the conference and trainings,
有很多人说我去参加这个特会和训练
and suddenly over the weekend, I read over the whole book.
哦，这个就是那个周末呀，我抓住机会把这个整本书读完。
But the rest of the year, I'm in my computer game.
哦，这其他的这一年其他的时间我在玩游戏。
Well, that is occasionally.
那是偶尔为之。
We want to live in the truth habitually.
我们需要习惯性的来活真理。
That is the new revival.
这是新的复兴。
The new revival is to get into new habits.
新的复兴就是进到新的习惯里面。
Now, in a minute, I'm going to show you that Duke University had a paper that says 40% of human behavior is based on habit.
一会儿我要给弟兄姊妹们看杜克大学有个研究，40%的情形，人都是活在习惯里面。
You get up and you brush your teeth.
早上起来你刷牙。
You don't even think twice about it.
你都不用去想两次的。
It's not conscious effort.
那不是你的意识性的。
You get into the car.
你进到车里面。
And when some danger comes, you slam on the brake.
当看到有危险的时候，你立刻就刹车。
It's something that comes in habitually.
这已经成了习惯了。
It's something that is built in you.
已经做到你里面了。
It's built into your brain.
已经在你里面已经做到你脑袋里面了。
And modern neuroscience has advanced so much.
今天的这个神经科学已经往前了很多。
They can actually identify the area where your habits are being programmed.
它是可以发现你脑袋里面哪些习惯是在哪一部分形成的。
It's the area called basal ganglia. I think I got it right.
那地方那个词叫基底神经节。
Where's my wife? Huh? My wife, where are you? Oh, okay. Well, I'll consult her.She's a doctor. She knows what she's talking about. Sometimes I don't.
I checked.
You say it louder, please. Stand up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amen.
We're on something else now.
Metabolism.Includes anabolism and catabolism. Anabolism occurs in the evening. It's a building up. It's a synthesizing. And a catabolism is breaking down. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you very much.
Amen.
Thank you for the correction.
No, you said it right.
you can see I'm a novice. But there's something I know what I'm talking about.
Amen.
Okay, So, the Christian life is a matter of habit.
基督徒的生活是完全是个习惯的事情。
The overcoming life is a matter of habit.
得胜的生命是一个习惯的生命。
The God-ordained way is a matter of habit.
神命定之路也是一个习惯的问题。
Okay, next verse.
下一个。
It's a very interesting verse.
这是罗马书八章十三节，很有意思。
It says, if by the Spirit you put to death the practices of the body,
但你们若靠着那灵致死身体的行为
then you're gonna live.
必要活着。
Now, in the old Union version in Chinese,
在老的和合本，中文和合本里面
it says, if you by the Spirit put to death the body.
那地方说到，你如果是借着那灵致死身体坏的行为。
But that's not what it means.
但是这地方不是圣经这么讲的。
It's the same word that is in 1 John chapter 1.
这是在这个约翰一书第一章里面讲的同样的字，行为。
It's just the practices that you have that is apart from the Spirit.
就是你所有在灵以外所有的言行都是。
So in the morning you get up.
早上你起来。
You're in the habit of reading the New York Times.
你已经养成一个读《纽约时报》的习惯的话。
Without reading the New York Times, you can't go get on your breakfast.
如果你不读《纽约时报》，好像你连早饭都不要吃。
That is not something sinful.
你这个不是罪恶的事情。
That is not even something fleshly.
这个甚至又不是属肉体的东西。
That is the practice of the body.
但是这却是身体的行为。
Now it says.That by the Spirit,
这地方讲的说，借着那靠着那灵
，we can change the practice of our body.
我们可以改变我们身体的行为。
We can pick up a new set of habits.
我们可以养成一套新的习惯。
Not just to drop the evil habits.
不是把那些坏的习惯丢掉。
But drop any habit that is not of the Spirit.
不光是丢掉那些坏的习惯，而是把。所有不是从灵来的习惯全部丢掉。
Now I didn't put the footnote of that word practice here on the board.
这地方我没有把这个地方行为那个注解打上来。
But if you read your recovery version,
你如果读恢复本圣经的话
，the footnote there says that the practice of the body is anything that is done apart from the spirit.
那地方说的是身体的行为就是一和灵一点关系都没有。
So we're used to, we're in the habit of not acting according to the Spirit.
我们已经习惯了，这是不照着灵而行动的。
We're in that habit.
我们已经进到那个习惯里面。
And those things are programmed and written into our basal ganglia.
我们在我们的基底神经节里面已经把这些都构成进去了。
And so you don't have to think twice. It's not a conscious effort.
你都连想都不要想，你自己已经。主动的下意识的就开始行动了
But the spirit can put to death
你要知道那个灵可以致死
All these practices
所有这些灵以外的行为
If by the spirit you put to death the practices of the body you will live
你如果靠着那灵致死身体这些的行为你必要活着
Then next frame OkayHere's a little bit of psychology.
这地方有点一点点心理学。
Sorry, I start talking about psychology. We shouldn't be talking about psychology on the podium, right?
知道我们在这讲台上不应该讲心理学，但是。
But everybody knows today.
今天谁大几乎每个人都知道。
That the power of habits.
就是属灵的这个。
There is
习惯的力量。
There is even a book out.有 paperback that is called the Power of Habits.
现在有一本书，现在就是瓶装的书，叫《习惯的力量》。
And it talks about the habit loop.
特别讲到这个习惯的这个循环。
And it starts out with a cue, C U E Q, a cue. You know, like dang, the red light goes on.
一开始就这个中文怎么翻？就是啊，一开始就是。有一个 Q card 的一样那个东西，就突然亮起来了。
Then you go through a sequence.
然后经过一个系列，一系列的动作。
Then number three, you have the reward.
然后第三，你就有一个奖赏。
All of you know the experiment of those Russian Pavlov dog.
Russian
Pavlov dog. Pavlov, the Russian scientist, called Pavlov. He had a dog experiment.
Okay. 一个俄国的 Pavlov.
You obviously haven't gone through a psychology 101.
No. 我从来没有学过心理学。
Okay. Anyway, a kill, a sequence, and a reward.
一开始有一个开始，一个过程，最后一个给他的奖赏。
And something is programmed into your brain.
这些就会慢慢的在你脑袋里面形成一个。
And then another kill, more sequence, more reward.
你知道这一周而复始这么一个循环，一次次循环。
So eventually, you get the kill.
最后你只要一看见那个暗示提示。
Subconsciously and automatically, you do the sequence.
那下意识的你就会照着那些过去的那些。连续的动作做。
That's what's called the habit loop.
那个叫习惯循环。
Then the second thing that they talk about is what I talk about earlier.
第二个我讲的是basal ganglia, 基底神经节。
It's that part in the brain.
这是脑袋里面的一块。
That stores all your habit.
你所有的习惯都是在那地方形成并储存的。
And it's amazing.That all this is discovered in the last 10 years.
这都是在过去十年里面发现的。
And then on the way coming to the meeting,
当我从这个住的地方到会所的时候
，I asked my wife, "Do you know what this basal ganglia is?"
她问她的太太说，你知不知道这个基底神经节是什么
？She said, "Oh yeah."
她说我当然知道了。
All the habits are there.
她说所有的习惯都在那儿。
And 85% of her patients.
她说85%她的病人。
If they can change a habit, 85% have their problems taken care of.
如果他们那些病人改变他们的生活习惯的话，他们85%的人都不用来看医生了。
So now, please, Marilyn, please stand up and give me the litany of sicknesses that can be cured by changing habit.
告诉我们，这个你哪些病人一改习惯就好了。
Let me try to remember, and then you correct me. First five things.Are related to bad psychological habits.
特别是我们的这个不好的心理的习惯。
Smoking, drinking, doping,
抽烟喝酒
，anxiety,
用药，这个忧虑。
Those are psychological things.
第五个是
啊，
第五个是
anger.
怒气。
Yeah. And then listen, the next five or six things are physical.
接下来的五个是很这个身体性的
，diabetes, hypertension，
糖尿病，高血压。
What else? Heart attacks and cancer.
心脏病和癌症。
Obesity. What else?
肥胖症。
Hip replacement.
这些换这些。
All of those can be traced to habits.
所有这些病都可以追踪回习惯。
If you change your habit, you get rid of all these sicknesses.
你如果改变你的习惯，这些都可以不药而愈的。
All you need to do is to reprogram your basal ganglia.
你需要做的就是在你里面改这个习惯。
Now and then.The fourth thing, very interesting. And they learned it from Alcoholic Anonymous.
这个下面有些东西非常重要，是从这个酗酒的那个
They said you
AA meeting, AA 聚会。
They said people pick up the faith that they can change in a group setting.
这个那地方讲到说，人在一个团体的环境里面，可以帮助改他们的习惯。
By mutual testimonies.
而是借着彼此互相的见证。
They began to have the belief and the faith that they can change.
他们就开始建立，他们有这个信，有这个能力来改他们的习惯。
And that faith that they can change will enable to take the first step.
这个信心让他们能走出第一步。
And the first step,
第一步
will strengthen the second step.
就会加强要走的第二步。
And then the second step will develop into the third step.
第二步就会发展成第三步。
Eventually, that becomes something habitual.
最后这就会变成一个习惯。
and you can actually measure it by the probes.
你可以用这个不同的电极或者不同的这个测量的电极 probe.
Well,
来测量。
I'm glad that science found it out.
我非常高兴的科研呢发现了这些。
But I'm going to tell those scientists.
我要告诉那些科学家。
Sorry, you're too late. 2,000 years ago, Paul found it out.
我要告诉你，告诉那些科学家，你早就晚了。2,000 年前，保罗就已经发现这些了。
Paul said, "If you set your mind on the Spirit,"
保罗说，你如果心思置于灵
，it will be life and peace.
就是生命和平安。
If you set your mind on the flesh,
如果心思置于肉体
，it will be death.
就是死。
And then, whatever you live out will be automatic.
那这样的话，你无论是怎么样的活，都是自动的。
Okay, now I'm going to come back a little bit. I'm not going to talk about.This is not on psychology.
接下来我要讲这不是心理学。
But it's interesting that what they're talking about.
但是这里面讲的非常有意思。
But they know the problem.
他们知道那个问题。
They even know the way.
他们也知道这个解决问题的方法。
But they don't know how to solve it.
但是他们却解决不了这个问题。
And they have to go to Alcoholic Anonymous.
他们还要去到这个这个戒酒的那种团体里面去。
I am going to tell you that you have the way.
但是我要告诉你，你有这条路。
There's a way for you to live an overcoming life.
你有一个过得胜生活的路。
For the purpose of fulfilling God's economy.
就是为了成就神永远的旨意。
Okay, let's take a look at the next. Okay, well, before that, what is that golden rule?
这个黄金定律是什么呢
？The golden rule is that you can cut off habit, you can only replace habit.
你没办法把习惯停下来，你只能是把那个习惯改变。
So, you replace one kind of habit with another kind of habit.
你用不同的习惯来取代你有的习惯。
Okay, next frame.
下一个。
What is the power of habit? Just a few quotes.
习惯的力量。
I mentioned earlier on Duke University research team.
我提到这个杜克大学的研究。
It's that 40% of your human behavior is formed by habits.
你我们40%的这个都被是被我们的习惯控制的。
Actually, in one of the messages, a few feet back, I read something that it's 80%.
这不久前那个国商节特会的时候，实际上他讲了一篇信息，里面讲到80%是被习惯控制的。
Okay, so I'll take that conservative number, 40%.
我就是稍微保守一点，这回用40%。
Then there's this thing that is a very different versions floating around.
接下来的是有不同的这个版本，但是我拿了这个版本。
But I take this one because it's by Mohammed Gandhi. Everybody knows his name.
这版本呢，大家是说是甘地说的，这样我叫大家都知道甘地是谁。
It says your belief.What you believe in your brain becomes your thoughts. You start thinking.
你的信会成为你的思想。
Your thought becomes your word. You speak.
你的思想会成为你的言语。
Your word becomes your action.
你的言语会成为你的行动。
Your action becomes your habit.
你的行动会成为你的习惯。
And your habit becomes your values.
你的习惯会成为你的价值。
And then eventually your value becomes your destiny.
你的价值会决定你的一生。
Then that's your life.
这就是你的生活。
Now if it is a wrong belief.And wrong thought.
你说一开始是信的错，想的错的话。
The mind is set on the flesh, for example.
你比如就像心思置于肉体一样。
You end up with the bad practices of the body.
你的身体就会有错的行为。
And the destiny is death.
那个结果就是死。
But if you set your mind on the spirit,
如果你的心思置于灵
then you will, by the spirit, put to death the practices of the body.
你靠着那灵致死身体的行为。
You will have healthy, spiritual habits.
你就会有健康的属灵的习惯。
And the destiny is life.
你的结果就是生命。
Okay, let's take a look. These are the four progressive stages.
我们来看这个行为的这个进程。
You start out by being unconscious of your destructive.
一开始是不自觉的破坏性的行为。
You smoke, and you don't even
conscious of it. 你根本就不觉得有什么。
Then the second step is you're conscious of your destructive behavior.
第二就是自觉的破坏性的行为。
Then you start changing your habit.
你就这时候开始改你的行为，改你的习惯。
And you become conscious of your constructive behavior.
你就开始自觉的有建造性的行为。
And you do it again and again and again and again until you become unconscious.
然后你这样一次一次一次这样的做的话，就你就变得不加思考的就可以做了。
Because it becomes your habit.
因为这就成了你的习惯了。
Then it becomes unconscious of having constructive behaviors.
啊，这又变成不自觉的有建造性的行为了。
And in your physical realm and psychological realm, if you do that, that takes care of 85% of what my wife was talking about.
从物质 和心理这方面，你就会85%的问题就解决了。
Now we're more.
还要再往前，还有更多。
We have the spirit.
我们还有灵。
So let's take a look at the next frame.
我们看看下一个。
The example of progressive stages in the Bible. You start out by walking in the flesh.Being unconscious of it.
你可能觉得照着肉体行动，你可能一点自觉都没有。
Then the light comes.
然后光来了。
You start being conscious that you're walking according to the flesh.
你这时候感觉自已经觉到你是在照着肉体行动了。
Then the Lord's grace work on you.
主的恩典在你身上做工。
And the companionship give you the faith.
然后你有的属灵同伴。让你更有信心。
And you start taking the first step to change your habit.
你就开始采取第一步来改你的习惯。
And you start being conscious that you're walking in the spirit.
而后你就会感觉到是照着灵在行动。
And you do that again and again until that get programmed into your brain.
你如果这样周而复始一次又一次的来做的话，最后在你脑袋里面就已经装进去了。
Until you start walking by the spirit unconsciously.
然后你就可以照着灵而行动，而且不加自觉的就可以照着灵行动了。
That's what Romans 8 is talking about.
这是罗马八章所讲的。
And that is the new revival that Brother Lee was talking about.
这是李弟兄所讲的新的复兴。
And for the young ones,
对于青年人来说
this is my word to you this morning.
这是我今天早上要向你们说的话。
Change your habit.
改你的习惯。
If you change your habit, then you will live the overcoming life.
如果你改你的习惯，你就能过一个得胜的生活。
If you change your habit, then you will have the new revival.
如果你改你的习惯，你就会有一个新的复兴。
And you will advance from cycle to cycle.
你会照着这个规律一直的往前。
Not from 10 meeting to 10 meeting or from conference to conference.
而不是从聚会到聚会，从特会到特会。
Then you will be heading on towards the middle of the sun.
你就会越走越明。直到日午。
Okay, I have 10 more minutes. So, when I speak to young people, always got some action points.
我跟对青年人讲话，总是要有要行动的方向。
So next frame.
接下来
action points.
要给弟兄什么目标和路标
？What is waypoint?
什么是？ Waypoint 有不同的翻译，我就翻译成路标了啊。
Let me tell you something.
我告诉弟兄姊妹们。
5 years ago, my wife started working in the desert.
五年前，于弟兄的姊妹开始在沙漠地带开始行医。
It takes more than 2 hours to drive there.
需要路上开2小时到那地方。
And the crazy idea came to me.
我有了一个很
What if I...
很少有的感觉。
What if I have a private little aircraft?
假如我有一个小的私人飞机的话
，then I can fly there all the time.
我可以一直经常到那地方去。
So guess what? I start enrolling for pilots training program.
所以呢，我就开始学飞行。
And that's where I pick up this point.
这就是我那地方学到的什么是这个 waypoint 路标。
So you want to fly from Los Angeles to San Francisco?
你如果想从洛杉矶飞到旧金山
，That's too far away.
那太远了。
So you set 4 or 5 waypoints.
你需要有几个路标。
And so you aim at the waypoint, the first waypoint.
你先瞄准第一个路标。
And then after you get to the first waypoint, then you aim at the second waypoint.
然后到了第一个，再到第二个，然后一直在往前。
And so instead of getting all the way to the target, ultimate target.
啊，为了要达到最终的目标。
You go by attainable waypoints.
你能够照着所能达到的一步一步的往前。
So these are attainable, seven attainable waypoints.
这地方有七个可以达到的路标。
It's very interesting that the children of Israel, when they go through the big and terrible wilderness, there are 42 stations.
很有意思，以色列人出埃及走旷野的时候，经过了42个站口。
And if you study history or geography, you see that those 42 stations are actually 42 water holes.
你如果去研究这个地理的话，研究地图的话，你会发现那42个站口是42个有水的地方。
So the desert is a terrible place.
你知道这个旷野是大而可畏。
You get lost, then you die right away.
你如果丢了，你如果迷失了，你可能很快就死了。
So how do you navigate through the wilderness?
那你如何在这个旷野里面能够往前呢
？You just get to know where the first waypoint is.
你就找第一个这个站口或路标在哪
？Don't get distracted. Once you get distracted, you'll die.
你不要这个受其他的影响。一旦你被其他东西吸引走的话，你要死掉了。
Just aim at the first waypoint.
就盯住第一个站口。
Once you reach that first waypoint,
当你一旦你达到第一个站口
，then go to the second.
而后走到第二个。
You remember in the first meeting, I talk about Princess Lucia.
你知道第一堂聚会的时候，我讲到 Lucille 公主。
I don't know why I come back to this.
我也不知道为什么又回到这儿了。
That is the most important thing.
那是最重要的目标。
If you set that as your goal,
你如果把那个作为你的目标的话
，and you reach that, then you won't die on the wilderness.
你如果达到那个目标的话，朝这个目标走，你就不会死在旷野。
Otherwise, if you don't have that,
如果你没有那个目标的话
，you can wander and wander. You just wander 1 hour, and then you'll be done. You'll be gone.
你可以在那地方乱走，漫无目标的走，你一个小时以后就没办法了。
So okay, young working saints.
特别是清职的弟兄姊妹们
，I'm going to offer you 7 waypoints.
我今天要给你们七个奔向目标的路标
，so that you can survive in this great and terrible wilderness.
这样的话，你在这个世界这个大而可畏的旷野啊，能够活下来。
It's very easy to understand.
这很容易明理解。
It depends on whether you want to do it or not.
这完全在于你愿不愿意来实行。
If you pick it up,
如果你把这些拿起来
，it will become.Eventually, your habit program into you.
这就会把这个构成到你里面，成为你的习惯。
Okay, if you respond to that, say Amen.
你如果对每一个点呢，你愿意的话，你就说阿门。下面我不翻了， okay. 等他讲的时候，你们就阿门，好不好
？Okay, when I read it, if you respond, say Amen. Having a time with the Lord every day.
Amen.
Having a time with the Lord every day.Two, setting aside definite time for the pursuit of the truth in the ministry every day.
Amen.
If you do that half an hour,
你如果每天花30分钟
and you read through one life study message,
如果每天读一篇生命读经
you finish the entire life study of the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament in 5.5 years.
你可以在5.5年的时间里面把旧约、新约、生命读经全部读一遍。
About 10 years ago,
大约10年前
I charged the young ones.
我嘱咐那些青年人
I said, "Okay, now the old generation is passing to you the baton, passing to you the baton."
你知道我们这个老一代的要把这个接力棒递给你们
What is the baton?
那个接力棒是什么
？The baton is not the key to the meeting hall.
那个接力棒不是到开会所的钥匙。
The baton is the truth that is among us.
那个接力棒是我们中间的真理。
You got to pick it up.
你需要拿起来。
So who wants to finish the entire life study in 5.5 years? Sign up.
有哪些人愿意5.5年读完生命读经？签名。
I agree with Ricky last night.
昨天晚上我非常同意 Ricky 弟兄说的。
He said, "Write it on a piece of paper."
写在一张纸上。
That's good.
这是很好的。
Sign your dot.On the dotted line,
把你的名字签上。
Well, guess what?
你知道，猜发生了什么呢
？A good number of them finished that in half a year.
有相当不少的人半年就完成了。
And the churches in Taiwan, they cooperated to help the young people.
你知道，在台湾的众召会，他们团体的起来帮助青年人。
And public transportation, you have buses.
在这个公共交通里面，你有大巴。
If you miss one bus,
你如果过错过了一班公车
，and they have private courier service that take you to the next bus station.
他们有私人个别服务，再把你啊，再从这个地方开到下一站。
So the church provide courier service.
啊，这教会呢，提供这种这个电召车一样。
For those that occasionally drop out.
啊，有些弟兄什么呀，这个不经意的掉了。
Then they get them ahead and wait at the next point.
他们会到前一下一站呢来等他们。
Eventually, many finish.
啊，对不起，他们让这些圣徒们再到下站来等弟兄姊妹们。
If you finish that,
你如果这样能完成的话
，that would be the biggest inheritance that you have.
你如果这样完成的话，这是我们所领受的最大的遗产。
You know, when some young people they get married,
你知道有些青年人结婚。
The older generation give them a whole set of recovery life study.
你知道一些年长的圣徒给他们整整一套生命读经。
And they put it very nicely on the shelf.
他们把他们非常漂亮的陈列在他们的房间里。
And it sits there for first year, second year, third year.
可惜的是，那些生命读经放在那地方一年、二年、三年。
And if the children get married, then they skip the set to them.
当他们的孩子在长大结婚的时候，他们又把这些生命读经给他们的孩子们。
I tell you the biggest and best inheritance that you can have.
我跟你讲，最大的和最好的遗产就是这些。
Is to get the truth into you.
把真理构成到我们里面。
You know, in the 1980s, Brother Lee went to Taiwan.
你知道八十年代李弟兄回到台湾。
And he has three slogans.
他有三句标语。
Get the truth into the saints.
把真理做到圣徒们里面。
Get the church life into the homes.
把教会生活做到家里。
And get the gospel into our living.
把福音做到我们的生活里。
That can encapsulate what the new way is.
你可以这样说，这三句话就把什么是新路完全总结出来了。
The truth has to get into us.
真理需要进到我们里面。
Not just on the shelf.
不是只在书架上。
You know, a few years back.
几年前
，we started in the Living Stream what is called the FTTA Online.
啊，几年前我们开始在安娜汉那边有这个全时网上全时间训练。
You can't come to the full-time training.
你没办法来到现场参加全时间训练。
Because you have a job, you have a family.
你有工作，有家庭。
Sign up under the FTTA OL.
在网上注册远程全时间训练。
You can go.To the website today.
你今天就可以上线。
Just type FTTA online and you'll be there.
你写 FTTAOL.org 就可以上去了。
And for 1 hour a day.
一天一个小时。
You can sign up for a class.
你可以注册一些课程。
And it will be just like going through the full-time training.
就像经过那个全时间训练一样。
Right now in this term there are 4 courses.
现在这一期有四堂课
and you can choose
你可以选
either one or two
你可以选择一堂也好两堂也好
as time permits
照着你的时间和度量
what better way to spend your time
还有个比这个更好把时间花掉的事情吗
than to invest your time in the study of the truth
让没有任何东西比花时间来进入真理更好。
You will be thankful to the Lord for the rest of your life.
你会一生都感谢主。你如果这样做的话。
You know, some parents they teach their children.
你知道有些父母教导孩子。
Money is the last thing.
钱是最不需要的，
because,
最不重要的。
Because it goes away.
因为它会来会去。
Health is number two.
这个健康是第二重要的。
Because it stays with you.
因为这个是一直要就是跟着你。
Education is most permanent.
教育是最长久的。
Because whatever you have, it will be with you all the time.
因为你无论学了什么，它会一直随身而行。
But listen, there's truth.
但是我要告诉你真理。
And truth will be with you even after you die.
真理就是在你死后。还会与你同在。
Truth is more permanent than your money, than your health, than your education, than everything.
你要知道，真理比你的钱、你的健康、你的教育更是持久。
That would be the best investment that you can have.
您如果这样投资的话，这会你是你一生中最有价值、最好的投资。
If you say I can't go to the FTTA,
你如果说我去不了这个全时间训练
，There is no excuse.
没有借口了。
Can you spend an hour?
你一天难道不能花一个小时吗？
And you don't need to be spending the same hour every day. You can spend any time that you are free that day.
你不是每天都需要花同样的时间，就照着你那天有能有省出来的时间就可以了。
I tell you, there is no excuse if you don't get constituted in the world recovery today.
你要知道，今天你如果不被主恢复的真理构成，再也没有借口了。
Okay, number three, set aside 2 hours every week.
就是每周分别2个小时照顾人。
To care for people.
去照顾别人。
And 20 years ago, we start door knocking.
第二十年前，我们开始这个叩门。
And we ask the saints to go out and knock on doors every week.
我们让圣徒们每周出去叩门。
Some saints say, "Oh, I'm scared."
有圣徒会说：“哎呦，太害怕了，我不行。
”You know, some come to full-time training.
有些人来到全世界训练。
They're second generation.
他们是第二代的基督徒。
They grew up in the church life all their life.
教会生活都是在一生都在教会生活里过的。
They never speak to anybody about the gospel.
结果呢，他们那么多年从来没向别人传过福音。
And then when we take them out,
当我把他带出去的时候，叩门。
They said, "You knock."
他们说你来叩。
I never knock.
我从来没有叩过别人的门。
And of course, now that I get sick.
当然，我后来我生病
，I can't go out that off more often.
我现在没有办法经常出去
，But my wife still go every Sunday afternoon.
那个于师母是每个主日下午都出去
，And she goes out with some of the full timers and some of the local saints.
啊，她和一些全职训练学员和这个当地的圣徒们出去
，To go out and knock on the neighbor's door.
啊，出去到这个邻居到社区去叩门
，And people talk about. Going to the Middle East to preach the gospel.
有许多人说要到中东去传福音。
We have the Middle East in our neighborhood.
你知道我们在我们的这个社区里面就是中东。
Brooker Street, where Borough is close to.
布鲁克街。
It's called Little.
Brookerhurst 街。
Little Arabia.
那地方叫小阿拉伯。
And last night I said, here in New York.
啊，我昨天晚上我提到在纽约市。
You have Little Italy.
你有小意大利
，little Poland，
小波兰
，little Ireland，
小爱尔兰
，little Mexico，
小墨西哥
，little Puerto Rico，
小波多黎各
，little Mexico，
小墨西哥
，little Korea，
小韩国
，Japanese town， China town， whatever town，
中国城、日本城，这好多不同的城。
If we would go on to all these neighbors to knock on their doors,
如果我们到这些社区去叩门
he told me that there are 600 how many, subway stations.
648.
There are 648 subway stations here in New York.
啊，在纽约市有648个地铁站口。
If you go and reach those neighborhoods around every one of those subway stations,
你如果在每个地铁站口的社区去传福音
I guarantee you, in 5 years, there will be 640.Home meetings.
我告诉你，几年以后就会有650多个家聚会
，one around
小牌聚会
，one around each of those subway stations.
最起码每个地铁站附近有一个。
That's what they're doing in Shanghai now.
这是他们在上海所做的。
In Shanghai, it's just like a phoenix that rose up overnight.
就是这个上海就像一个凤凰一样，凤凰又重新起来一样。
New York is the oldest city.
纽约是最老的城市。
The most cosmopolitan city,
也是最大的一个周边的城市
and potentially the best city,
也在潜力上应该是最好的城市
for the practice of the God ordained,
来实行神命定之路的城市
and today,
今天
you don't even need to go knock on door,
你今天不需要去叩门
get on your iPhone,
用你的手机智能手机
or just call up anybody,
也随便给别人打电话
or go to Starbucks,
到这个星巴克
Anywhere,
到任何的地方
You just spend 2 hours, and you said I devote 2 hours a week to take care of new people.
你就说我一周我确确定定花2个小时去照顾新人
Backsliding ones,
在那些退后的
I guarantee you, there's more backsliding ones in New York than those that sitting here.
我确确定定的说， 那些冷淡退后的人远远超过坐在这地方的弟兄姊妹。
I know that because that's true in every church.
我知道的话，这是因为每个召会都一样。
The number of people that don't meet is more than the number of people who meet.
那些不聚会的人数远远超过正在聚会的人数。
You don't even need to knock on cold doors.
你不需要去叩那些冷门。
Just go and knock on somebody who haven't met for a long time.
你就去叩那些久不聚会的弟兄姊妹们的门。
When I was in Korea,
当我在韩国的时候
，One brother he stood up and testified.
有一个弟兄做见证。
And he's a leading brother.
他是一个那地方带领的弟兄。
But for a while he was not meeting.
有一段时间他没有聚会。
And he got offended.
啊，因为他被这个被绊跌了。
And he said
被冒犯了。
And he said, "If the church, I won't go back to the church until the church come and visit me."
啊，他在这跟他就说了说，如果我如果没有人从召会来探望我，我就不回召会。
So one day, a brother, his bicycle broke down.
有一天，有个弟兄他的自行车坏了。
And it was right at the bottom of where that brother lives.
啊，就是在他住的地方的楼下。
And he said. I remember there's a brother living up there.
他那时候突然想起来，那楼上住了一位弟兄。
So he went up there to borrow tools.
所以他到楼上呢去借工具。
So he knocked on the door.
他来叩他的门。
And the brother said, "The brothers finally came."
结果那个弟兄说，哦，弟兄们终于来看我了。
And so he came back to the meeting.
所以他回到了召会室聚会中。
And now he's the leading brother.
现在他是一个带领的弟兄。
This is true story.
这是一个真实的故事。
Oh, there's so many people that can be taken care of.
你知道我们有多少圣徒需要照顾
？Just set aside 2 hours.
每周花两个小时。
Every week.
每周两个小时。
Say amen to that.
阿门吧。弟兄姊妹，阿门吧。
Building up companion relationship.
建立属灵同伴的关系。
I talk about that in the third meeting.
我第三堂聚会讲这一个。
How we need to have vital relationships.
我们需要有活的属灵的关系。
Then sanctifying the Lord's Day to the Lord.
然后接下来要圣别自己参加主日聚会。
Then number six.
第六
offering your finance regularly to the Lord.
有正常的财务奉献。
Then number
为了主的需要。
Then number seven.
第七
speaking about the Lord and the ministry regularly.
经常对人讲说主的话和执事的话。
You know, a few years back in Korea.They just came out with the recovered version.
几年前，大概2007年，韩语的恢复本圣经出来了。
So they had a big, huge, convention.
那个时候，他们有一个很大的聚会。
With 10,000 people and parades.
啊，有一万名圣徒的这个在游行。
And they designed special caps.
啊，他们有一个这个棒球帽。
So I told them, I said, "Okay, good. The recovered version is out."
我告诉他们说，太好了，恢复本圣经终于出来了。
But you need your cap.
但是你需要你这个帽子 cap, C-A-P.
C-A-P. C is for constitution, A is for appreciation, and P is for propagation.
C 就是构成 ，A 就是要认定 ，P 就是要推广。
First, you need to be constituted by the truth.
首先，你需要被真理构成。
Then you get to appreciate and enjoy it.
你这样就会珍赏，你就会享受。
And then finally you propagate it.
最后你能够推广这些真理。
You can only speak out what you digest in.
你所讲的只能是你消化过的。
How many say amen to the first waypoint?
Amen.
How many say amen to the second waypoint?
第二。
Amen.
Third.
Amen.
Fourth.
Amen.
Fifth.
Amen.
Sixth.Seven.
Amen.
Have a safe journey all the way. Amen.
这样我们就会健康的走到目标。
Amen. I stop here.
Amen.
Amen. Sorry, I took up a little bit more of your time. I always get excited. Amen.
So, saints, we're going to set up the microphones and we can respond to our brothers' fellowship. Praise the Lord for the 7 waypoints. Maybe, brothers, we can take out... David, grab that microphone. Yeah.
Praise the Lord. I'd like to consecrate my daughter, 30-year college, to FTTA. Also, they need this. Our families need this. Church needs. May the Lord have mercy upon them. They can attend FTTA, have normal church life before them. I consecrate my whole family to the Lord and the church. Renew this consecration. The Lord is so rich. So rich! Hallelujah! Friday night, I saw so many cars in the street. I can sense what kind of conference here. It's not a conference. It's for our daily living. Especially this morning, the law of new revival. So rich. I just say the law of new revival be constituted all the members of the body of Christ.
My wife and I, I'm Tom from Edison, Virginia from Edison. We like to take this opportunity to consecrate ourselves. And we want to do it according to what we heard this weekend. Go ahead.
Yes, we would like to practice all these waypoints so we can arrive at our destination.
Amen.
We practice some of these, but we really want to commit this to the Lord. We want to consecrate this way, this God-ordained way, as a way of living, to make these a habit so that we do them automatically.
Amen.
In our daily living so that the Lord will have a way to return.
Amen. So Monday night, Friday night we heard about the living. So we had 4 points. And to me, those were just in the realm of a schedule. Well, that means it's a waypoint. So we need to fly to the waypoints over and over and over until it becomes our unconscious habit of walking by the Spirit. So like, and then last night in intensification, we had in the vital relationships, we had the circles. One circle after a year produces another circle. So we want to take that and start to practice that in the way of waypoints. And then it become our habit. So we have circle, another circle. And then today we have the 7. Anyway, I read something, just to conclude, I read something in the morning revival, and it talked about, it said, the co-workers and the elders need to start to practice these things. And then it listed them just like this. It said, calling on the Lord. Make this part of your habit. You make it part of your living. And then it went down the list. So I need to take these things and just start practicing waypoint, waypoint, waypoint until it becomes, I don't even think about it, it's just my living. Praise the Lord.
Amen. A little instruction first. Those who came, this is your first meeting. We want you to have more opportunity. If this is your first meeting, you can come up. And then those who haven't spoken yet, we'd like to also give you more opportunity. So if you've already prophesied or consecrated yourself, give the others opportunity first.
我们特别把今天早晨这段时间 见证的时间请今天第一次来的 特别是外地的 我们先让你们能够交通 还有就是这个周末 还没有交通的 也可以 趁着这个机会 你们也交通
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I really appreciate how practical all these words are that we've received through this conference. And something that we've been working on in my profession is really focusing on behavior change, right? So right now, we all know a healthy living is something everyone's talking about. Sustainability is something everyone's talking about. And figuring out how to deal with people's habitual behavior is what everyone's trying to get to, right? Like, this is actually the nugget of what everyone's doing when it comes to a social science, marketing, and all these things. And we've had a lot of the information for a long time. However, one thing that everyone's realized is education doesn't equal a change in behavior. So just because you know it doesn't mean you're going to do it, right? And this is something we've experienced in the Lord's recovery. So we know we've had the highest truth. And our brother shared this matter of the high peak of the divine revelation being expressed in us talking about it, but practically it's experienced and expressed through the God-man living. And this is where we've dropped the ball, right? So I've appreciated that the brothers really shared so many steps as to how we can enter into the God-man living. So we've always heard about the God-man living, but we always thought it was something we couldn't do. And I just appreciate this point in seeing in the Gospels that the Lord presented a pattern for 30 years, right? There were 30 years of him living before he began working. And that shows how important our living is. So one takeaway that I had from yesterday was that our living is something that we can change today. We can enter into the God-man living right now today. So all these 7 points, it's not something we have to delay for the future. It's something we can start tomorrow. And this is something we just continue to do cyclically. So I just appreciate, praise the Lord, we can be revived each and every day. And it's a simple 7-step process, right? Everything we want to do, we want to make sure it's something we can do consistently and habitually. And praise the Lord, we have the way and it's been presenting to us today. Thank you.
Amen. I haven't shared this weekend, so I get to share. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, recently, actually for this year, I had a habit change. And what I did is I morning watch with 2 different sisters every morning. And I tried to get into the Word every morning during morning watch and get into the Word. Really try to go before the Lord. Lord, what are you saying to me? And as I do it, I discover, okay, I keep it really short. Last week, something happened to me at work. And this very nice person all of a sudden become nasty, was throwing all kinds of comments. And I'm just, on my old self, I would just react. You know, I can't get into the detail. But the point is, my old self would just react to it. But as I was listening, it's almost like I was listening to somebody tell me a story about somebody else. It was not affecting me. And when I walk out, and I said to somebody, what happened to me? And I think the life inside of us is had passed through times, through the past time, through our lifetime too. And this all those roadmaps getting us there, without the life, we would not be able to reach it. Thank you, Lord, for the life. And thank you, Lord, for the roadmap.
Amén. Gracias al Señor. Bueno, mi nombre es Marcela Millares y soy de Bolivia. Y estoy disfrutando con ustedes esta mañana. Estoy agradecida con el Señor por esta palabra.
I'm thankful to the Lord for this word.
Porque él quiere introducirnos en un nuevo avivamiento.
Because he wants to bring us into a new revival.
El hermano fue muy claro.
The brother was very clear.
Él dijo, debemos cambiar los hábitos.
We need to change our habits.
Quiero consagrarme al Señor.
I want to consecrate myself to the Lord.
Necesito buscarlo cada mañana.
I need to seek him every morning.
Leer el ministerio.
And come into the ministry.
Predicar el evangelio.
To preach the gospel.
Hermanos, mis finanzas para el Señor.
We need to give ourselves to the Lord.
Y hablarle a las personas.
And to speak to others.
Señor Jesús.
Lord Jesus.
Estuve sirviendo con el equipo en México estos últimos 3 años y medio.
I was serving with the team in Mexico over the last 3 years.
Ahora estoy regresando a casa.
I'm back now at home.
Y vine a visitar a una hermana.
And I came to visit a sister.
Hicimos juntas el entrenamiento en México.
And we were in the training in Mexico together.
Y le dije al Señor en mi oración.
And I told the Lord in my prayer.
Ministrame algo.
Minister something to me.
Dame algo.
Give me something.
Y él habla del nuevo avivamiento.
And he speaks about the new revival.
Necesitamos permanecer en esto.
We need to remain in this.
Hermanos, necesitamos permanecer en esto.
We need to remain in this.
Que el Señor regrese.
That the Lord would come back.
Depende que nosotros seamos introducidos en el nuevo avivamiento.
It depends whether we enter into the new revival.
Gracias al Señor.
Thank the Lord.
Gracias por su cuerpo.
Thank you for his body.
Señor, te amo.
Lord, I love you.
Amen. My name is Brother Eddie and Susie Lee from Church in Fairlawn. I would like to take this time to consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
Amen.
We'd like to consecrate our living. Ever since we got married, we've been busy. We've been trying to serve, but we realized that living is more important than serving and working.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, may our days be numbers before you.
Amen.
And may our days of working and taking care of our children be counted toward you.
Amen.
May we redeem the time and buy up the time to spend it on important things.
Amen.
In gaining you.
Amen.
May we also not drop our burdens.
Amen.
We spend too much time and too much opportunities in dropping the talents that we have received from the Lord.
Amen.
We don't want to do that anymore. We recently realized that we're approaching mid-30s. We don't have that many years in our 30s anymore. We'd like to redeem the time.
Amen.
Also, we'd like to take this opportunity to consecrate myself, my brother, and Brother Tim to get into full-time training online.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Le doy gracias a Dios por este nuevo avivamiento. Amen.
I thank the Lord for this new revival.
Dice que debemos cambiar nuestros hábitos.
We need to change our habits.
Todo está en un ganglio, en la ganglio base que dice la hermana.
This is in the basal ganglion.
Oh, Señor Jesús.
Lord Jesus.
Pero quiero consagrar mi familia.
I want to consecrate
mi vida,
my family, my life,
mis finanzas,
my
mi
finances,
futuro,
my future.
Y todo para el Señor,
all
especialmente
for the
mis hijos.
Especially my children.
Para que ellos puedan crecer en una vida de iglesia saludable.
That they can grow in a healthy church life.
Amen.
Amen. I just want to use this opportunity as a time to consecrate myself. Oh, Lord, I give myself to you.
Amen.
Lord, I want to give you my finances,
Amen.
The information I see,
Amen.
The other categories. Lord, I give it all to you.
Amen.
It's all from you anyway, Lord, so I just give back to you what you gave me.
Amen.
Use me, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm not young anymore, and a few years ago, I consecrated myself to the Lord's move on this earth. But today, I want to reconsecrate myself to be in this new revival, to realize that the overcoming life is a matter of habit. It's something we build as a habit, but this needs to be something, you know, we need to be constituted in the ministry. I just enjoyed today. It's not restorative, but constitutive. It's not terminal, but continual. Not mechanical, but metabolical. Oh, Lord, not miraculous, but normal. So we have a part to play in this. We need to be ones who are faithful to him. Lord, I just reconsecrate myself to you. Amen.
Amen. I just wanted...
No more coming up except those who are already in line. No more coming up.
我们现在就是已经上来的。 他们交通就可以了，因为时间的关系。
Amen.
I just appreciated this morning that the new revival is to get into a new habit. So I just wanted to consecrate myself to the Lord again, to be in this new habit, that the Lord would work this out in me. I want to give my life to the Lord. I want you to come into my work life. I want you to come into every part of my being. I want you to have the free way in me. Oh Lord, bring me into such a new revival. Cause me to spend time with you every day. Lord, I give myself to you.
I also want to take this opportunity to consecrate too. Lord, I consecrate my family and my family life to you. Lord, my job. Lord, my time. My relationships. Always being in a vital group. Always opening my home to the saints. I consecrate my finances. I consecrate my small group to you. I consecrate to have healthy habits.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Man, my wife said to me, he said that I will come to the church when I see there's a change in your living. You know? So this is a challenge to me. Lord Jesus, oh, help me, Lord. I'm also impressed that the brother said that you have to force yourself. Amen. You would have to talk to somebody every day. It is true that you won't want to do it, but you have to force yourself to do it. Lord Jesus. Also, redemption is not time. Redemption almost means opportunity. Every day we have opportunities. We have to grab all these opportunities so that in the age to come, we wouldn't say that we never grab these opportunities. Praise the Lord.
Amen. I really enjoyed today's message. The metabolism is the law of the physical body. But we also have a spiritual metabolism in our spiritual life. We need first to self-turn to the Lord. We also need the common turn around the church, around the Lord's recovery, also around His move. I enjoyed that we need to have... Amen! Hallelujah!
I just want to testify for our family regarding habitually pursuing her, pursuing him. It's really God's mercy. My wife has a burden to really lead my younger daughter, Bethany, back to the glorious church life. Then she set up a practice with her. Every week, 2 days in the morning, 6:30, she called Bethany, or could be Bethany call her, then they pursue reading a chapter of the New Testament together. Then, hallelujah. Now, I am seeing the Lord as leading our entire family on this glorious path. Amen. He's really faithfully carrying out what He's after. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. There is always hope of glory ahead of us.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are the saints from Stevens Institute of Technology. Today we renew our consecration. We should obey the law of the spirit of the of the life. Amen. So we need to rebuild the spiritual habits. We renew our consecrate that we set aside 2 hours per week for the gospel preaching in our school. May Lord remember our consecration. Amen. Amen.
是主耶稣，主啊，真是求你来，复兴我们的 Stephen University。主啊，真是把我们带进你的复兴的律里面。主啊，我们愿意在这里配合。主啊，要真是每个人都有早上有诚心。主啊，愿意追求那个信息。还有愿意就花2个小时来学习服侍新人，或者是软弱的。主啊，纪念我们的奉献。主啊，真是愿你在得着 Stephen。 得着你在，真是Steven得着你在地上的行动。
Amen. Fei Yu from Jamaica State. Okay. I would like to consecrate myself. So Lord, I would like to consecrate myself to you. Lord, I want to give my 20 years, 30 years to you. Lord, use me. Lord, I am very stubborn. So Lord, break me. Break me into pieces. Not one piece is remaining in the other piece. So Lord, use me. Lord, I would like your spiritual habits to build into me. So Lord, we give thanks to you.
Amen.
I really want to thank our brother's visit.
Yes.
Through our brother's visit, we can really be helped. Amen. To live the life the Lord wants us to live.
我们非常要，我们要谢谢于弟兄的访问，借着我们弟兄的帮助，我们能够活出主要我们活的生活。
First of all, yesterday, the brother showed me a new verse in the Bible.
昨天弟兄让我知道一个新的经节。
Ephesians 5:16, redeeming the time.
以弗所书5:16讲到我们要赎回光阴。
I have read this verse so many times, I never realized the word time wasn't the word chronos.
我读了这节经节很多次了，但是我不知道这节经节这个赎回光阴这个光阴有另外一个字，另外一个意思。
Of course, I should have read my Greek, but I did not.
当然他原文是希腊文，我应该读了希腊文，但是我没有读。
I couldn't believe that the time here is opportunity.
光阴这个词也可以翻成机会。
So finally, I said there must be something. So I went to note one.
所以我读了第一个注解，那是经节的。
It says seizing every favorable opportunity.
那个注解就讲到我们要抓住每一个可以抓住的机会。
This is to be wise in our walk.
这就是我们行事智慧的行事为人。
Immediately, the Lord remind me of some missed opportunities.
主很快的就提醒了我，有我失去抓住机会的情形时候。
Missed opportunities to preach the gospel.
我没有抓住机会来传福音。
And I don't know about you, but I felt, what about if those I didn't preach the gospel meet me when the Lord comes back?
主就提醒我，如果这一位我没有传福音的，有一天主回来的时候，他跟我相见。
Then last evening, the brother had a message for all of us in New York.
昨天晚上，弟兄也讲了，特别是为我们在纽约市召会的圣徒们所说的话。
And that message was, wake up!
那个信息是我们需要醒过来。
It's not a small thing that the last time that there was a gospel meeting in New York.
在上一次在纽约市有一个福音聚会。
They found out the best place was Flushing.
我们发现最好传福音的地方是法拉盛。
Because everybody is there.
因为法拉盛各色各样的人都有。
From all over the world.
从整个全世界到处都有人在法拉盛。
Saints in New York City, we should not miss the opportunity.
纽约圣徒们，我们要抓住机会。
And this morning, my goodness, habit. We all have habits.
今天早晨讲到这个习惯，我们人人都有习惯。
We really need to change our habits.
我们都需要改变我们的习惯。
I was so helped because he quoted Romans 8:13.
我们弟兄就特别提到罗马书八章十三节。
Putting to death the practices of the body by the Spirit.
我借着那灵致死身体的行为。
On the one hand, the Spirit does it.
一方面，那灵做。
On the other hand, we have to come to the Spirit.
另外一面，我们需要到来到这那灵这里。
So it's a active passive voice.
所以它是主动，也是被动式。
The Lord doesn't do it unless we come to Him.
如果我们不到他面这里来，主就不能够做。
So saints, let's not miss any more opportunities.
所以圣徒们，我们不要失去机会，要抓住机会。
And let us change our habits.
让我们改变我们的习惯。
The most scary thing about our habits.
我们这个习惯最叫人害怕。
Is that we do it without thinking?
因为我们的习惯，甚至我们做到一个情形，我们没有自觉。
We need to come to the Lord.
我们需要来到主面前。
And ask the Lord to show us what habit we should change.
让主光照我们，叫我们看见什么样的习惯我们需要改变。
And pick up the seven waypoint targets.
也来得到这七个这个路标。
Praise the Lord, we thank our brother for his visit.
所以我们非常谢谢我们弟兄来访问我们。
Hallelujah.
Let's say praise the Lord three times.
我们说,
praise the Lord.
赞美主三次,
praise,
赞美主,
the Lord. Praise the Lord.
So happy to have all of you here and our brother here with us. We have a few announcements.
我们非常高兴我们弟兄跟我们在一起, 还有很多圣徒们从外地来到这里, 我们有几个报告的事项。
The saints have prepared lunch for all of us today.
所以今天我们在楼下有午餐的预备。
So you're welcome to stay. The lunch will be served downstairs.
楼下弟兄姊妹可以到楼下，他们会服侍饭食。
We want to announce that this conference is not over yet.
我们要跟圣徒们报告，这个特会还没有结束。
We still have one more meeting on Monday night.
星期一晚上我们还有一堂聚会。
The meeting will be at 7:30.
聚会的时间是7:30
And there will be a dinner for all the young adults who are working saints who are coming at 6 p.m. here at the meeting hall.
6点钟我们在这里有晚餐的服事，特别是弟兄姊妹上班，直接从上班的地方来到聚会这里，我们有晚餐的预备。
We like to remind the saints locally to pick up your morning revival verses.
我们也提醒本地的弟兄姊妹，等一下离开的时候拿你们晨更的经节。
And I think that's it. Okay, so first of all, we'd like the parents